let's get a little background. Ron, tell me about the famous Hewlett family. Do you remember your grandmother?
Yeah, she was the first licensed steamboat pilot, woman steamboat pilot on the Illinois River. And she was right up there amongst the first on any river. She wasn't the first, though. She was probably the second or third on any river. But the Illinois River, she was the first licensed steamboat pilot for a woman. And she must have been, that must have been about 1885 or 1890 when her license was dated back that far. We've got pictures of her showing up there in the pilot house, piloting one of the kids that must have been about 4 years old is sitting up there with her. And she, my grandpa was a licensed steamboat pilot. And so he, over the years, well, she learned to pilot the boat, and she helped him out in the business. And I guess they started in business about 1885, along in there. And they lived 7 miles below Beardstown, just above the old Grange Locks. Well, she had 13 children, and they moved from there in 1897 to Beardstown. And of course, four of their children were buried in the old cemetery above the Grange. And my grandpa had a great big tombstone that must have been 12 foot high. And he had his brothers and sisters' names on there and his mother and father's name. And at the bottom of it, it said, erected by Captain Richard Hewlett. He put that up about 1900, and it cost $1,000, and that was quite a bit of money at that time, 1900.